It is the weekend. It is John Givens host, and I am joined by Josh Sexton, Annie and Sam. And Liverpool haven't played yet, but there's been loads of footy action to get our teeth stuck into, including that wonderful FA Cup final. So I'm going to be asking Josh and Ian about that. But we got to jump straight into him, the main man, Robbie Scotcher. You've all asked, how is Robbie? Well, let's find out. And here he is by popular demand, Robbie Scotcher. Robbie, so many people messaged me, when are you getting him on? Why haven't you got him on now? Where is Robbie Scotcher? I was like, we've got to let him enjoy it first, then we've got to let him sleep off the enjoying it. But he is now here, still in his Palace shirt. Robbie, how was it?
Mate, I can't even, like I said to you a second ago, don't expect anything. It was just the best fucking day. It was just crazy. Like, you know, I was really nervous about it kind of the day before. And then I woke up and I just felt like, it just feels like our day. And then as you were going around, I don't think Palace fans were like particularly nervous like they normally are. It just seemed to feel like everyone was like, you know, we're definitely going to win this, but just, it felt like there was something happening and it just felt like it was going to happen. And you got in the ground and, yeah, I mean, that atmosphere, I don't know how well it came across on the telly, but it was mental in there. It was so crazy. And there was just people crying everywhere. There was, yeah, I mean, just the best epic day, the best time.
It was emotional sort of watching it and you just seeing how much it means to people because, you know, there's older people who've literally never seen Palace, you know, win anything, but have had some amazing times. You know, they've had trips to Wembley and it's not quite got there. I always feel like you almost need a couple of heartbreaks to make it kind of even more fantastic. Listen, getting to your first final and winning it, I'm sure, is incredible, but having the ones that felt nearly there and having it so close and not getting there, it does, you know, make when you get to that summit feel all the more special. But then, you know, even the kids, you know, seeing them, you know, the youngsters, you know, they've probably maybe had like ribbon in school or whatever. Or why do you support Palace? Why do you big Arsenal or whatever it is? And them having their day as well. Like, you know, you don't need 60 years of hair to enjoy it. You can just be a kid going, fucking hell, made up my dad made me a Palace fan or my mum made me a Palace fan. That's fantastic as well.
Oh, mate, I mean, it's stuck in us. It's through generations of pain, heartache, not quite there. And shit strikers letting the ball in, fucking loads of people turning up, crap songs, losing to everyone. I mean, you know, we've only been in the mainstay of the Premier League now for like this term. Other than that, we were just one-time wonder. Do you know what I mean? But I mean, I don't know if you saw before the game, and it really summed up Palace, the tifo before, you know, the banners they unveiled. So I don't know if you saw it, but the picture is of a dad holding two boys.
Yeah.
And that was Mark Yelland. And that picture was taken when when Darren Ambrose scored the best 40-yard goal ever at Old Trafford to beat Man United. And that picture is him holding up his kids, and it became quite famous. And Mark died of cancer about 4 years ago. And the kids didn't even know that they were going to release this. But what it is that was about, there's a lot of people here that can't see it. And a lot, you know, have been through it, and it's just as much for them. And the day was kind of like that.